بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله. Indeed, it's a great pleasure for me to introduce our guest speaker today, who doesn't need any introduction. الحمد لله. He's one of our senior ulama in Cape Town, in the Western Cape, for many years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Sheikh and grant Sheikh with a long life. It is none other than Sheikh Muhammad Murad, inshaAllah. فليتفضل. مشكورا شيخ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praise, thanks and gratitude is due to Allah, Lord of the universe. Our mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and friends, and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Respected Imam, respected ulama, respected elders, listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, all of those viewing on the platforms, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam, greeting of peace, mercy, and love. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I am sure that on the minds of a lot of people today is what is happening at The Hague. I'm not a mind reader, but I am sure that we're all awaiting an outcome that might suit us or might not even suit us. But what I'd like to do today, inshallah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to divide my talk in two parts. And that is firstly to give you some historical facts as to what has transpired over the years regarding the rogue state of Israel. And then to give you a Quranic perspective as to what is our duty right now in terms of aid and support to what is happening and the application that was brought from the South African government and the legal team. Let us go back into some history. We know on the 29th of December, 2023, South Africa, they have asked the International Court of Justice to make an order of provisional measures against the rogue state Israel. And he specifically asked that Israel immediately suspend its military operations in Gaza and take all reasonable steps to prevent genocide. It further also asked that Israel be prevented from destroying evidence that it has committed genocide. Now, this application that is now presently being heard from yesterday, Thursday, 11th of January, 2024, and will continue to be heard today, the 12th of January, 2024, is of huge significance to all of us, because the International Court of Justice has been asked to hear this matter on an urgent basis. And having made out the case for what is termed exceptional urgency, precisely because it has asked for merely provisional measures, and that is that the law must state with imminent, that there is no imminent harm or danger to a country, a community, or a segment of that community. Now let us bear in mind one fact, that we have two similar courts, and we're not going to go into the detail of that. There is the International Court of Justice, And if we look at what has been the application in 2019 already, there is the Myanmar case, the Rohingya case. This is all historical facts that comes out. But what is significant right now is that illegal apartheid state of Israel, in all likelihood, they are going to ignore. They might ignore the finding that is made against them. We must not think that they will abide. Because the answer to this, and the reason why I'm stating this, is firstly, the Genocide Convention, if we look at that very carefully, was signed by 153 countries. It's a large part of this convention. And they always refer to the Nazis and they go back to the Holocaust. And the intention of that was that never again, if countries went to war against one another, or there was an internal strife with any country of the international community, because the community must not allow systematic mass murder of people or groups based on religion, ethnicity, race, or even cultural gains. Not only what Israel did was a response to the 7th of October 2023 up to the present, but for the past 75 years. Now we know both South Africa and the State of Israel, they are signatories to this convention, which was signed in 1948 already. But South Africa's application includes the making the point that the country which is bringing the present application, it has an obligation to prevent genocide. And that is where I salute South Africa for doing what they did. The International Court of Justice, they have to make this ruling. But as I say, do not expect that Israel will abide by the ruling, because international courts of tribunals very seldom they achieve the urgent results. And if we look at 2013, the United Nations Human Rights Council, they have condemned the State of Israel in what? 45 resolutions. And what is even more telling and significant, that from 1967 to 1989, the United Nations Security Council has adopted 131 resolutions directly addressing the Arab-Israeli conflict, and most of which condemned Israel for human rights abuse. Did they stop? No. They carried on. The United Nations General Assembly, at their 9th emergency session, they convened the session and requested United Nations Security Council, when United States blocked all efforts to adopt sanctions against Israel. On the 19th of December, 2023, United Nations General Assembly rebuked Israel in 3 separate resolutions, with the result that in 2023, 14 resolutions were adopted against the Zionist state, with 7 resolutions on the rest of the world combined. Did they abide? No. 2004, it was obtained that the wall was illegal. Did they stop? The wall is still standing. Today, this morning, we find they play the victim. We must give them an Oscar for that, for the role that they are playing. And they want to be the victim. Let's give them the Oscar, win the Oscar. But we know who the real victims are. We know it's our Palestinian brothers. So my dear brothers and sisters, that is just briefly an understanding. And don't be overjoyed to say the genocide is going to stop, the killing is going to stop, there must be a ceasefire immediately. I do not think in my mind that Israel is going to abide by anything that comes out of this. We hope and pray, inshallah, that it will happen, that they will stop, that they will stop the killing and the murder and the genocide that's happening. Because to prove intent of genocide in that particular court is not easy. Any lawyer, any legal person will be able to tell you that. The next part of my sermon today is what is our responsibility. What is our responsibility towards this application that was brought from our South African government and the legal team? I want to quote to you from Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and cooperate in righteousness and in taqwa, in piety, but do not cooperate in sin, rancor and aggression. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. This noble verse in the Holy Quran, it exhorts all Muslims and all human beings to cooperate in righteousness. And the word birr is used. Sometimes we misunderstand this word birr and we say it's just goodness. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. This word birr must be understood in a broader term. Allah says, cooperate in righteousness and piety, and forbids cooperation in sin and aggression. In this particular climate that we are living in today, a climate of decline of goodness, a climate where spread of evil is prevalent, murder, crime, genocide, all sorts of evil, rancor, this matter has become urgent for all of us to spread this verse of the Holy Quran, to increase our goodness, to curb and reduce evil in our societies, to establish a cause of religion, to strive to reform and to break the backbone of evil and besiege those corruptors, and to break the backbone of those who willy-nilly kill human beings. What is the difference? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-birru wa taqwa. What is the difference between birr, righteousness, and piety? Righteousness and piety, they are among the terms, when they are separated, they agree, and when they are combined, they differ. Such as Islam and Iman. Put them together, it means the same thing, more or less. Islam and faith. And therefore, Imam Al-Qurtubi, he says righteousness in this particular verse and piety are two terms with the same meaning. And then he goes further in saying that righteousness is piety and all piety is righteousness. Some scholars, they differ in the interpretation or they differ in the definition. Righteousness includes what is obligatory and what is recommended for it. And piety is taking care of what is obligatory made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Al-Sa'di, he said that righteousness is a comprehensive term for all that Allah loves and what Allah is pleased with, whether it is apparent or whether it is hidden, from rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rights of humanity. And when I say the rights to humanity, the emphasis would be al-birr to humanity, to be good and kind to humanity, to support whatever is right to humanity. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love anybody who support what is right for human beings, for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this verse, the term is so comprehensive. Comprehensive because it means abandoning everything that is dissatisfactory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ta'awun, cooperation. What is the real meaning of this word? The meaning of cooperation in this term in the Quran, it says that help in the sense of assistance, whether it is in the sense of demonstration, whether it is the sense of support, because that cooperation of the people, if you help each other, and different scholars give different interpretations of that word ta'awun, but the general meaning of it is to be able to assist, to stand behind, and to support your fellow human being through your understanding, through your knowledge, and through your actions. Know that there are certain things that you cannot achieve on your own. We cannot stand in front of that court of the world today as we are sitting here collectively and present a case. So a legal team is there to do that. And it is our duty to support that legal team as long as they are fighting for justice and peace for humanity. And they are fighting for the cause of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And therefore our duty is ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. We need to stand behind them. We need to support them and say that what you are doing is the right thing. We're not worried about the outcome. The outcome we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our duty. And therefore, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, when he was asked about وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, his response was to act upon it, to call to it, to point to it, to direct people to it, and to tell people what is the right avenue to support one another. And therefore, Imam al-Qurtubi responded again, and he says, to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of what is good. And this is in conformity with what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدال على الخير كفاعله. The one who directs a person to goodness, he is like the one who has implemented that goodness. And that is why we say they are guided by the law to what is right, to stop the genocide, to stop the murder, to stop the killing, to stop the humiliation, to stop the bombing. And therefore, our support for that structure is important. And I say again, Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu has commanded us in the Quran, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, the cooperation of Muslims especially in this compliance to this particular ayah, and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to facilitate in doing that support and increasing it, mastering it, and be rewarded for it, inshallah, as long as we support the cause that is correct. It also involves achieving our goals. What is the objective? What was the objective, as stated in the application, is for an immediate ceasefire. And for us to be able to support that is a noble deed. We cannot stand back and say, okay, let us look at South African government, look at the corruption and all those excuses, we can't support it. No. Look at the goal, look at the objective, and we say, yes, it is something we need and we must support. It involves achieving that particular goal. And if our support can help, if people throughout the world, whether it is in the United States, whether it is in the United Kingdom, whether it is the United Arab Emirates, whether it is the Arab states, and shame on them, they should have been bringing the application instead of us. And if they can all, and the world can support this application that has been brought, then we are on the path of وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. We are on that path. And with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the will of Allah, the outcome, as I say, might not be in our favor. It might go in the favor of the rogue state of Israel. But if it goes in our favor to stop the genocide, I do not really believe, and I say this under correction, and I hope I am wrong, that the Israelis are going to stop their bombing. Right now, as we stand, they are still bombing, they are still killing, they are still murdering, and blaming it on who? On Hamas. And calling the South African people a right wing of Hamas is looking for an excuse to come and bomb us as well. That let them say what they want and do what they want. But as long as we are on the truth and we support what is right. When I talk about ta'awun, the ta'awun that I'm talking about, it is not something that we are sucking out of our thumbs. Ask Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Did Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam go to Fir'aun on his own? No, he did not go to Fir'aun on his own. What did he ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, "Wa akhi Harun, huwa afsahu minni lisanan, fa arsilhu ma'i yarid an yusaddiquni." My brother Harun, he is more eloquent than me. Send him with me so they may believe him. He will let him speak rather. Who was the support of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? He asked for support from his brother. He asked Allah, send me my brother with. Let my brother come with me, let him speak. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Qasas? قَالَ سَنَشُدُّ عَضُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ. I'm going to send you your brother with to strengthen your muscle. He's going to support you. You might not be the speaker. You are Nabi Musa. You're going to speak to Fir'aun, but here's your brother. You're asking for help. So I'm sending your support. And that is what I'm saying. We need to support what is right. Look at Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Isa says, Man ansari ila Allah. Who is my supporters to do my job towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. We are the supporters. We will support you in your plight. We will stand behind you. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, at the very beginning of the propagation of passing on the message, used to walk from house to house in Makkah al-Mukarramah and go to them and say to them, who's going to shelter me? Who's going to support me? May yansuruni. Who's going to support me? Who's going to shelter me? Until I convey the message of my Lord Allah. And the one who shelters me, the one who supports me in propagating my message, falahul jannah. Allah will grant him paradise. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has asked for support. Stand behind me, shelter me, protect me so I can propagate. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And this shelter, we look at refugee camps today. How many of us are contributing towards a refugee camp? This is part of your ta'awun عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Ta'awun عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى is broad. It is not just narrow in a narrow sense. It is not just about Palestine at the moment. It is much broader than that. Building hospitals, building medical centers, building educational centers that they have bombed, that they have destroyed. Helping out one child in that refugee camp. These are all part of your ta'awun. Your knowledge that you can spread to others, that is part of your ta'awun. Your richness that you can share with the poor, when you can help the poor and needy. These are all part of ta'awanu ala al-birri wa al-taqwa. Even your amru bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. That is part of ta'awanu ala al-birri wa al-taqwa. And even if you glorify and magnify the symbols of Allah, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is part of your piety for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أعان مجاهدا في سبيل الله أو غارما في عسرته أو مكاتبا في رقبته أظله الله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. If you whoever assist a fighter or a soldier in the path of Allah, and let them say, yes, if we can support those who are fighting under the banner of Hamas, under the banner of Islam, under the banner of humanity, if you support them, mujahidan fi sabilillah, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or you help somebody that is in debt, who is going through hardship, or the one who is going through difficulty on his neck, he cannot bear it anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you shade the day there is no shade and that is the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be in His shade the day of Qiyamah. So as I said, even your bravery to be able to stand up, to say, I support my Palestinian brothers and sisters, that is ta'awun. To be part of a demonstration to show them our solidarity, that is part of ta'awun. That is your bravery. For those who painted their walls, that is their ta'awun, that is their bravery to show the world. And then you have those who say you can't paint your walls, and they come and close it up with other paint, other colors, and they say, no, you can't do that. But when there is crime, when there is murder, when there is stealing, when there is robbing, when there is killing, they know where to be seen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. For us as a Muslim nation, not a South African nation alone, but I talk about a global nation. For us as a global nation to stand together, kalyadil wahid, with one fist, one hand together, all of us as one human body to support what is happening today in the world and to bring a stop to the genocide and the murder, that is our ta'awun. Our ta'awun is to stand together and not to differ from one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, guide us insha'Allah, and grant this outcome to be an outcome that will be favorable to the Muslim Ummah, and especially the Palestinians, especially the people in Gaza, especially the people that are protecting Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them. To me, they are victorious. Either way, they are being killed, they are martyrs. If they are victorious, alhamdulillah, but they are standing firm. They taught us the lessons of what it is to have patience, to persevere for 70 odd years. They are still standing, and alhamdulillah, they are only getting stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. Let them say what they want. Let them play the victim today. But in our hearts, we know. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they said, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا تِلْكَ أَمَانِيهُمْ, Allah says to them, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Come, bring your evidence. What you are saying. Today we are saying to them, bring your evidence. Because the evidence is there. We saw it all. And when you see something, it is not ilmul yaqeen. It is not knowledge of certainty. It is aynul yaqeen. It is what you see of certainty. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us through our technology to be able to see what is happening. And if anybody, all that entire panel sitting there, whether there are 100 of them, if they couldn't see what is happening, then they must be summum bukmun umyum fahu. They must be blind, because we have all seen what is happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, protect us. Those that are sick, grant them the health and strength, inshaAllah. And for all those that have passed on, may Allah grant them a high place in paradise, inshaAllah. And make that niyyah, my dear brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bring victory to this ummah, inshaAllah. Liberate Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. But not only that, make this niyyah that we will all, inshaAllah, be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shuhada, even if we have to die on our deathbed. That we will die as shaheed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam, and I say thank you. And I say thanks to everybody who listened to me today. Thanks to the Imam who invited me, the committee of the masjid who invited me to speak here today. I hope I have done justice. But as I say, don't get our hopes up that the rogue state of Israel, they're going to abide by ever, whatever judgment or ruling will be given, whether it is tomorrow or in the next few days or weeks. Don't have our hopes up, because they have just ignored the rest of the world, because they think they have a superpower behind them. We have the super of superpowers. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say Jazakallah khair to Sheikh Muhammad Murad for that inspirational talk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to take heed from what was said here today and to implement it in our daily lives. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Sheikh the health and strength to continue all the good work that he's doing and to bring him back here with us many, many more times in the future. Jazakallah khair. This is one announcement. There's going to be, for the first time in Cape Town, the Seerah Jalsa, and it's got a top cast of ulama that will be at this masjid on the 28th of January, which is Sunday, the 28th of January, starting at 5 p.m. And the lectures will be held by four different ulama, internationally renowned scholars. The first lecture will be given by Mufti Ismail Menk. The second lecture will be given by Maulana Ibrahim Bam. The third lecture will be given by Maulana Sulaiman Rawat. And the final lecture will be given by a UK scholar, Sheikh Zahir Mahmood. And there will also be a qiraa and a nasheed in the beginning as well, before the program starts. So inshallah, the posters will be sent out and everybody is welcome to attend. The program will start at 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of Jan, and it will go on until Maghrib Salah. So inshallah, everybody's, all ladies as well, are welcome to attend. Jazakumullah khairan. There aren't any more announcements. Can I just ask the Jama'ah please to stand and fill up all the gaps from the front whilst the adhan is going on.
Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين ما إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا من بعدي أبدا كتاب الله وعطرتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن الكريم وتقبل مني ومنكم تلاوته إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله كما يجب علينا من حمده وتعظيمه ونشكره سبحانه على إحسانه وإنعامه وتكريمه، ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن نزغات الشيطان وتوهيمه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوه، فإن طاعته أقوم وأقوى، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واحذروا أسباب سخط الجبار، فإن أجسامكم على النار لا تقوى. ثم اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر، وارض اللهم عن أصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر أصحاب نبيك أجمعين، وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين، واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا، واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا، واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم دمر اليهود وشتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين، اللهم اعلي كلمتك إلى يوم الدين، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة، اللهم ارزقنا صلاة فيها قبل الممات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك العالى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
تحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم. التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليه ونسألك يا رب التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا حقا إلا أعليته، ولا باطلا إلا أزهقته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.